One senator has basically admitted that actual journalists won't be covered at all. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. The idea of a media shield law is flawed from the get-go. Some people think it's a good idea to have a law that expressly states that journalists cannot be compelled to give up their sources to courts or to law enforcement. But of course, members of the U.S. Senate have now used discussion of a media shield law as a way to define who is, and more importantly, who is not, a journalist. Over the course of the past few months, politicians have been saying amateur journalists don't count. Senator Lindsey Graham even explicitly stated he wasn't sure if bloggers deserve First Amendment protections. Senator Dianne Feinstein insisted that real journalists draw salaries from big corporate media companies. Otherwise, she said she could not extend the privilege of being called a journalist to them. When WikiLeaks first became a big deal, those working on the legislation actually worked hard to make sure that WikiLeaks would not be covered. As I said, the shield law argument is flawed from the beginning, but how do we know that the shield law won't protect journalists? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, consider for a moment what New York Senator Chuck Schumer said last week. Schumer discussing the media shield law provisions and how, if it became law, it might affect journalist Glenn Greenwald, who reported on the NSA secret surveillance based on documents leaked by Edward Snowden. Quote, "It's probably not enough protections to cover him, but it's better than current law," end quote. Now, that's exactly the problem here. We already have a media shield law in place. It's called the First Amendment. By these senators needing to define protections, what they're actually doing is defining who is not protected. If Glenn Greenwald can be arrested or blocked from reporting on Edward Snowden's revelations about the NSA, therefore preventing that information from being made public, then true journalism does not exist anymore. Everything else just becomes state-run propaganda. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades. Knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Tuesday as we take off. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your computer, but it's going to be coming to you via mobile phone. And with this, you can set up every facet of your day. But, it's going to tell you about the things you can't possibly imagine. Things there's no way to plan for. The terrorist attack, the sudden snowstorm, earthquake, flash flood, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you can't get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I don't know how long the delay is with everything that's going out over the interwebs, but if you're on Google Plus, YouTube, or my chat room, I suggest going to republicbroadcasting.org to get the audio, simply because I'm having an issue with one of my pieces of equipment, and you'll get nice, processed, scrubbed audio at republicbroadcasting.org. The old New Left slogan used to be, what if they had a war and nobody came? For those of us in the Second Amendment world, the our question should be, what if they passed a law and no one complied? In Vermont, which has been one of the most free states in the United States, no issues, no problems, and yet they felt like they needed to pass some gun control. The legislature voted on three new laws about firearms. They banned concealed carry in bars and restaurants, which has that been an issue in Vermont with anybody out there listening, perhaps? Does anybody know? They authorized police to confiscate weapons in domestic disputes if they were called to a domestic dispute. Once again, has that been an issue? And they mandated that guns at home be locked up. Now, I don't quite get that because I don't know of any issue. To be sure, there has been, I have no doubt, crime in Vermont. But we don't hear about it because there must not be that much. Of the three, authorizing the police to confiscate guns is the most evil. And the reason is, those kind of things can be phoned in anonymously. This sort of seems to be a way to get the police to confiscate the weapons of any couple's home. They can be swatted. You remember swatting, don't you? Keep in mind, until someone is convicted in court, no one is guilty of any crime. So, How can a penalty be legally inflicted on a couple on the basis of a mere complaint? I'm having trouble figuring out why every restaurant and bar should be a gun-free zone. Aren't school shootings bad enough where, you know, that's a gun-free zone? And what is the point of keeping a firearm for home defense if you're required to lock it up? Have the SWAT team members in Vermont been complaining about the possibility of a no-knock raid going bad? The good news here is that the good people of Vermont don't think they're obligated to submit to illegal laws. According to Fox News, the head of a nationwide sheriff's coalition, that's MAC, to be sure, is calling on Vermont's law enforcement officers to defy three controversial gun control measures passed by Burlington voters 3 weeks ago. Sheriffs have a constitutional duty to refuse to comply with such ordinances, said Richard Mack, president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We're seeing sheriffs in New York oppose the SAFE Act and Governor Cuomo. If we have sheriffs in New York doing this, how much more should we have sheriffs doing it in Vermont? Time will tell. We'll see if they'll do their constitutional duty. The thought that Vermont's top law officers might publicly oppose gun restrictions isn't a novel idea. We've seen it in Colorado. We've seen it in New York. In Connecticut, tens of thousands of residents are refusing to comply with new state law that requires registration of guns and high capacity, or as I call them, standard capacity magazines. In Saratoga Springs, New York, citizens publicly protested the state's new SAFE Act last week by burning 1,000 gun registration forms. Now, the whole thing about defiance is it's a very simple message that you send your legislatures whenever you are defying them. And that is primarily that people don't want to consider themselves slaves. It's very simple. We're not made out of clay. We're not silly putty that you can mold into your image. And there's more of us than there are of you. And you guys have started the wave. I mean, this is a low rolling tsunami right now. It's way out at sea. And you know the way a tsunami works is it gets closer and closer to shore as that trough begins to hit solid ground. The wave rises up in the ocean. And they have set, they're the ones that set off this little seismic charge. They have thrown down the gauntlet in Connecticut, to a certain degree now in Vermont, which heretofore was a, you know, it's a, what they call a constitutional carry state, where you don't have to have a permit. One thing about legislators, they don't like to seem impotent. They don't like to seem, good morning there, CWW guys. They don't like to consider, you know, that their edicts will not be obeyed blindly. But I've said this many times. The first tier of military leadership school in the Army for non-commissioned officers is called PLDC, Primary Leadership Development Course. And in PLDC, the first thing they taught us, they taught us two things right off the bat. One, you never give an order that you know cannot or is not going to be carried out. That means something insane like, all right, everybody in formation, set yourselves on fire. Because if you give that seriously and they don't follow it, well, that undermines your authority. Leadership is the act of persuasion to get somebody to do something they would otherwise not do of their own motivation or volition. The other thing that we learned, and this one really struck, there's nothing worse than to be a leader in a leadership position with no followers. And what they were saying to us is that we have to inspire, not conspire. And we all took that away, and we all went about our way, and we did good things as non-commissioned officers in the U.S. Army in the 80s. But these politicians are setting themselves up for their own heartbreak. And when the tears start flowing and they have to back down, or if they decide to go the other way and something else is flowing, that will be on their hands. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I've talked about this before, and in the chat room, Coda Crone brought it up. And this is me in my wishing world. Now, I know it's never going to happen because the gun people in these states like California and New Jersey and New York, Connecticut, the gun owners in these states believe that this is their home and they are equal citizens with everybody else and that they shouldn't have to bow kowtow or move in order to enjoy the constitutional freedoms. They don't believe that. But just for a minute, can we just imagine things? Just for a minute, please. Let's pretend in California, in New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Connecticut, all of these other states, Colorado for that matter, that everybody that is a gun owner voluntarily leaves the state. We're going to leave the state. You can have gun-free states. Of course, you can still have law enforcement. Of course, you can still have that. And just to make sure that none of us do any of our nefarious gun-carrying, gun-toting, Second Amendment-loving ways in your state, let's wall up around your state to keep us out. Well, do you know what would happen? Can you imagine what would happen? In California, the economic hit would be devastating. 9 million gun owners leaving. In the space of a day, their population, the whole outlook of that changes. You know, California is one of those electoral places that they really want because of the population. They have a lot of electoral votes. 9 million changes that. 9 million leaving changes that. So all of the gun owners of the United States, they move away from their gun-grabbing states. They come and enjoy the freedoms that you and I take for granted in states other than the ones I've mentioned and probably a few others. And we let them wall up their borders. They go a little escape from New York on us. And give it 6 weeks. Give it 6 weeks. Because the criminals are just going to sit there and twiddle their thumbs while the gun owners move away, because that is their biggest fear, is the armed, non-law enforcement person. And when you think about it, if you live in a state with Stand Your Ground or Castle Doctrine or anything else, there's nothing in those things that say that we have to Mirandize them if they come in, or we have to give them a chance to surrender, or we have to run. It says that we can stand our ground and we can employ lethal force. And it doesn't say when it begins or when it ends. It just says where we have to be. And that's somewhat oversimplified. But those states that want gun freedom but don't want free people, they want to be free of guns when I say gun freedom. They want to be completely void of them, the politicians do. They want their citizenry to be void of them. It's okay for law enforcement to have them. It's okay for the military to have them. But they don't want the regular run-of-the-mill person just walking around doing his job to have a gun. Sometimes, I really wish we could give that to them. Not in the sense that the gun owners should give up their guns, but they should give them their state. Leave it to them. And let's watch the degeneration begin. Let's watch the crime rates raise up. Now, in states like, Pennsylvania, where you have Philadelphia, which is sort of a macro state within itself, I think that they should just simply have to go along with the rest of the state. I don't think they should be allowed to carve out, because they're a quote-unquote big city, I don't think they should be allowed to carve out and say, well, because of our size, we do not have to count out to this constitutional restriction. I think they should be forced to do what they're supposed to do. And you could do that because, you know, Pennsylvania has a governor. Those states that became gun-free zones would become cesspools of crime. They would, very shortly, in very short order. And in some states, like in Connecticut, where, you know, with the exception of Sandy Hook, rarely comes up on the crime screen, it would begin. Because when the armed populace is removed, the law enforcement in a place, in any place, no matter how big they are not going to be able to keep law and order. That's a facade. Behind the facade is the reality that good people living in that community are what maintains law and order, because they're not criminals. They're not committing crimes. They have no desire to commit crimes. Along with them come the criminals, of course. They, you know, but if you take those people out of the equation, what do you got left? Well, you got the criminals. You got the criminals and you got the idiots. Owning a gun should not be a crime. Owning, you know, carrying a gun should not be a crime. If a politician doesn't trust you to carry a gun, he just doesn't trust you. And no matter how many times, you know, I disagree with some of my friends on this. I believe police are just civilians. They're not enhanced civilians or anything else. And police, because of the stresses and everything else that goes with the job, sometimes they sort of snap. And a good, what started out as a good idealistic young person turns into a completely, I don't know, somebody that shouldn't be wearing a badge or a gun. And when you look at how many times they run afoul of the law, that really sort of takes you to the fact that they are in fact human. So they're not extra special or anything else. And yet the politicians are fine with them having guns. And just in my, sometimes in my wishful thinking, I just wish for a moment we could take the gun grabbers and, I don't know, maybe put them in the realm of the Wizard of Oz, to where it's all a dream. Oh, I've got my gun-free paradise now. Everything is great. We can be in charge of everything. Just jack the taxes up. Just increase the public services. What's that? Then reality starts to come. Even in on the Wizard of Oz dream, reality begins to intrude, because you can only take so much from so many. That well runs dry. In one way or the other, all of these totalitarian governments, eventually they always have an end of the road. There's always a wall that they run into where they can do no more. They've taken everything they've had that they could get. They have literally sucked the life out of their little fief. And sometimes I just sit back and say, well, it would all start with giving them these gun-free states. And then before long, one day while we're, you know, we're walking over there and we're saying, hey, look over there. That used to be California over there. See that big wall? We can't go to California now because, well, one, we don't want to, because they're completely gun-free. Personal, even though the Ninth Circuit said they can't do it, they kept pushing. It was okay for politicians to run guns, but you couldn't own one. And now we don't want to go there. And then maybe a child will look up and say, look at all those people trying to climb out. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of America.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I don't know. This is the semi-professional in me. I may have a guest here today. I'm not real sure, so I'm not going to. If we have one, stupendous. But we'll let that be a surprise for both of us. Coming out of the New York Times, they've never seen or met a gun control bill they did not like. When the New York legislature, a la Governor Cuomo, passed as an emergency measure, the SAFE Act, 20 minutes after it was introduced in the legislature, there was not a peep of protest did we hear from the gray lady. In fact, their editorial board loved it. And all of the provisions from the ban on quote-unquote assault rifles to the registration of ammunition sales to a 7-round limit on loaded magazines. As for all the pre-existing requirements for firearms purchases, fingerprinting, background checks, tests, fees, etc., and the de facto ban on law-abiding citizens carrying a concealed weapon in New York City, unless you are the owner and publisher of the New York Times, may I add, the New York Times is A-OK with all of it. But, alas, when Republicans pass a bill requiring an ID to vote, Then we get this from them. In all, 9 states have passed measures making it harder to vote since the beginning of 2013. Most have to do with the voter ID laws. Other states are considering mandating proof of citizenship, like a birth certificate or a passport, after a federal court judge recently upheld such laws passed in Arizona and Kansas. Because many poor people do not have either, and because documents can take time and money to obtain, Democrats say the ruling makes it far more difficult for people to register. What we see here is a total disrespect and disregard for constitutional protection, said Reverend William Barber, president of the North Carolina NAACP and leader of the Moral Mondays movement, which opposes the changes. Now, wait a minute. We can't have total disrespect and disregard for constitutional protections. Can we? Personally, I don't care about voter ID. If they want to see, and where I live in South Carolina, I have to show my ID every time I go to vote. I can't vote anywhere I want to. I have an assigned precinct I have to go vote in. And then they want to see my ID, and I show it to them, and they let me vote. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that because I'm showing that I am who I say I am. And I'm casting a vote. Now, I know how all of you feel about elections being rigged and everything else, but just stay with me for a minute, if you will. When voting, you're taking part in a civic process that chooses what is supposed to be our representative government, right? So, shouldn't you be, if you're participating in a civic process, shouldn't you be a citizen of your state? A legal citizen of your state, living in the right place at the right time and being able to identify yourself as such? Shouldn't that be okay? And as far as this total disrespect and disregard for constitutional protections, how is it that these guys at the New York Times would quote a guy in North Carolina that... And what about proof of citizenship? Do poor people get born without a birth certificate? Am I missing something? And let's go ahead and do this while we shall, okay? As far as classifying who and who is not poor. Now, if you want to see my classification of a poor people, then go to some of these places in the third world where the children are starving and yet they look pregnant and flies are all over their face. And they're too weak to swat them away. That's poverty. Poverty in the United States means, well, you're not earning as much money as you want to. In some cases, you're not earning enough money to pay your bills. In some cases, but you probably live in a dwelling. You may have one car. You may have two. You probably have air conditioning. You might have a flat screen TV and a full tattoo going down the left side of your leg. So, While I will concede to anybody out there, there is poverty in the United States. It is not of the type of poverty that is really impacting the world. Okay? Okay. So, what's the problem with voter ID? You have to show your ID to go buy a Sudafed. You have to show your ID to get to go to a library. You have to show your ID for cash a check. You used to have to show your ID when Blockbuster was still in business to rent a DVD or a videotape. So what is the big deal about showing a voter ID? And why are they crying out that that is disregarding the constitutional protections? While on the other hand, they'll sit there and say, no guns, we like it, clap, clap, clap. Let's go to the phones. Glendale, Philadelphia, yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Two things. First, on the voter rights thing. Yeah, it's kind of ironic. There's an irony in this. It's a... pointed out by Phyllis Schlafly's little spot on this, that, the voter ID thing seems to revolve around primarily the illegal aliens, mostly Mexicans here in this country voting, you know, who seem to take the approach of vote early, vote often, with several different names and consular matriculas and stuff like that. I myself have been showing my ID at our little Pennsylvania voter precincts all my life, the nice the nice ladies sitting at the table, you know, open up their big long books, and they have my printed name and a facsimile of my signature, and I've been signing those all my life. I have no problem with it. But the irony is, down in Mexico, they have very strict voter ID laws, which they say are very important and were instituted because of corruption in the electoral system. And, you know, there are no more staunch defendants of voter ID than Mexicans in Mexico.
In Mexico, so, they have very strict immigration laws, too.
Yeah, exactly. If a Guatemalan comes across the border from the south, he's in deep doo-doo if he gets caught. But anyway, yeah, it's crazy. But I'm of course against voter registration because first they do registration, then they come for your vote. You know, maybe not. Now on Friday, I had called in about the doctors and the health concerns issues, you know, with guns and all. But then I was out of the room for a bit, wasn't hearing, and then I came back in. You were just finishing up some sort of rant or diatribe. I wasn't quite sure. I got the feeling it was about off-topic callers or something. I was hoping it wasn't me. But
if you call in about something that I've talked about, that's one thing. But these non-sequiturs where somebody will call in and let's say I'm talking about defiance in Connecticut and what may be happening in there, and somebody wants to call in and talk about, something 180 degrees away from that.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, you were clearly in the midst. I was like, geez, I didn't do that. I didn't think I did.
No, you didn't do that. you are a participant.
Why, thank you. Another thing that's ironic about this voter thing that you just mentioned is coming from the NAACP, you know, and you know, a fundamental, they're talking about, you know, failure to protect, you know, to defend constitutional protections and freedoms. It's like, no, it's the exact opposite. There's no constitutional right to falsely vote or to lie about your identity when you vote. it's purely ridiculous, you know, and especially, you know, blacks as a minority should want to be, you know, carefully and accurately counted. We want every one of our votes to count, you know.
The presumption that he's making and what he's saying is that black America is either too lazy or too stupid or too immobile to go out and do that. And that's simply not the case.
Yeah, I know. You know, like blacks as a minority, you know, certainly want to be heard. And you know, this flooding of the electorate with false voters dilutes their voting, potential. Dilutes the power of their voice. So any minority who's trying to be heard would certainly want, the vote to be accurate and only people who have the right to vote. You know, so he's self-contradictory in saying that.
Yes, absolutely so.
Yes, sir.
And
alrighty.
Well, thanks for the call, but don't worry about any of the calls you make, Glenn.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Very good. All right. Stay safe. When they're getting out there, and we'll continue this when we get back, coming up on the next break of the last one on the hour, this is them cherry-picking which parts of the Constitution they want to exploit and which parts of the Constitution they want to walk all over, and they don't get to pick and choose. It's not a salad bar. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cued.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And welcome back as we get ready to go into the second hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about the difference between, especially with the New York Times, where if they impose gun control, well, that's okay. But if they want to impose voter ID, well, now we're disregarding constitutional protections. Now, your right to keep and bear arms was given to you by the Creator when you were born. And it is no less sacrosanct than the right to vote. And it should be, it should be equal with that right. Now, all of the bureaucratic barriers to you getting a gun. And guess what? The founders intended for you to have military weaponry. not these civilian variants. They intended for you to have these equal firepower possessed by the government, whatever it may have been. And although they did not foresee the military we have today, Obama seems to be trying to take it down to pre-Revolutionary War levels now. he's already hitting the pre-World War II level. Maybe he can get down to the pre-Revolutionary War level. And the fact that we have the NFA, the fact that we have the Gun Control Act of 1968, the Hughes Amendment of 1986, the 20,000 other plus gun laws on the books today, all of them are unconstitutional. Once they start trying to control guns, this is subtext for controlling human behavior, which you cannot control. So they will control the tool, or they will try to, which every time they try to control the tool still gets out there and in the hands of a bad person does bad things. All of these barriers that are up today don't affect, for the most part, me or you in the areas where they're in force. They affect poor people. Rich people and the elites, can we say Leland Yee, they swim in entitlements, and they believe that the right to guns is something that they alone earned as a privilege. In Connecticut, if guns are so bad, if these evil death-spraying machines are so bad, why did the Connecticut legislature exempt themselves from the legislation they put on their populace? Why did they do that? They did it because they think that they're some superhuman. they're above the normal mortals that populate their state. Somehow or other, they just don't understand what it is to be one of them. I've been with some of these guys in my state. I've been with some of these politicians and everything. And I've laid out facts in front of them. And first, they're bewildered when you lay out facts in front of them, and then they're amused because they think you're making it up. And then they forget about it. They just move on because they have a very narrow view of the world, and their narrow view, folks, consists simply of one thing, one goal. How do I stay where I'm at right now? How do I maintain this temp job? This very powerful, luxurious, full of perks, temp job. How do I maintain it? In South Carolina, the state senator that killed constitutional carry, my state senator, Republican Larry Martin, in the Senate, I think the salary is about, I don't know, $12,000 a year, maybe max. They get a per diem for travel and everything else. They're not making a lot of money being politicians. But what happens with these guys here in this state is that certain companies, law firms primarily, because most of these guys are lawyers, but in the case of Senator Larry Martin, a textile firm purportedly pays him a huge salary to be a senator. He's not going to the textile place and clocking in every day and making textiles or doing administrative work or anything. He's just being a senator in Columbia, South Carolina. He enjoys a perk of getting paid to exist, unlike anybody else. He's not doing good work, and he doesn't trust his constituents or the rest of the people of the state of South Carolina. So, the Constitution, you know, I talked about Mike Malloy yesterday, and somebody asked me a question about him. What were they asking me about him? What did Malloy say? Somebody said, did you hear about him? Well, no. And I can't find that now. Mike Malloy, the guy that I talked about yesterday, that wants to kill members of the NRA board of directors. He wants to kill them. He wants to, you know, clear leather and fill his hand and, you know, make his play. He is entitled to say what he wants to say. Now, if what he wants to say in that particular instance, that was a terroristic threat, he should right now be talking to his lawyer with both hands close together because they're handcuffed. Cuffed. But he is, because he's liberal. And somehow or other, even in Georgia, he gets away with that. I don't really consider him much of a threat. Somebody said he looked like Andy Warhol, which I don't think he looks that good. But the First Amendment gives him the right to say that, which gives me the right to say my reply to him, which I have. And that right is equal between the two of us. He can say what he wants. I can say what I want. And it's the same through all of them, folks. It's the same through all of them. The only constitutional amendment that has ever been repealed in the history of this country was one where they tried to control your behavior. And that was prohibition. They've never passed, quite wisely, they've never passed a prohibition amendment about drugs. South Carolina is a marijuana-free state, I'm almost certain. And no, I had not listened to him. Did he say something about something, Grit? That's what I might be. That was what I was asking about. Marijuana is illegal in just about every state in the United States. I think Colorado's decriminalized it. And every drug above it. And it's illegal and it's prohibited and it's everything else. And how good is that working out? How good is that working out? Truth be told, entities like the New York Times, which is the paper of record in the United States. And if you're going to read that, just go to the Home and Garden section. That's very nice. That's very nice to read. But beyond that, when you get into editorial, you're just in pinko land. Truth be told, the Times and the Democrats don't see the equivalence because they don't really care about constitutional rights. They only care when it suits them. And that is not what the Constitution is supposed to be. The Constitution is not supposed to be an enabler. It's supposed to be a fence. And these politicians are supposed to be looking at the Bill of Rights from outside the fence, understanding that they can't do anything with it because it's beyond their grasp. All politicians care about, folks, all politicians care about is remaining in power. There are a precious few that don't, that may continue to do what they do because they see a void and they're trying to fill it. But you could fill up a Toyota Yaris with them and have a little room left over. That's all they care about. That's all they're in it for. Okay. Maintain that thought process. Because we outnumber the government, no matter how big they are. We'll be right back going into the next hour on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.